showdown. Huggy!
Shine bright like a diamond. What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher? Shine bright like a diamond. Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
Look like I need to change my list up. And Jay Ango Brown.
Yeah, what up, man?
Happy Friday to Mofo 13th, y'all. Sybil, I know tomorrow is officially Valentine's Day.
Yes.
But I'm sending a premature air hump your way today, baby.
Thank you, sweetie.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Let's FaceTime for Valentine's if you don't mind air humping too. Shine bright like a diamond. Speaking of red, did y'all see what Huck did on Scandal last night?
Oh my gosh.
So there was so much blood on that scene, Always commercial came on afterwards.
Huggy.
Anyway, let's count down this
now
week's
we know
contender.
Who the is. Wow.
Contender number one, Madonna. Now, Madonna's performance at the Grammys was like watching an infomercial for erectile dysfunction, y'all. I mean, that cougar wouldn't keep her legs closed. Nobody want to see that 50 Shades of Grey cat.
Oh my.
Contender number two also was at the Grammys. Our boy Stevie Wonder. Now, Stevie's a genius. I love Stevie, but there is superstitious writing on the wall, Sybil, that says, why won't Stevie just go bald? That little bit of hair in the back of Stevie's head needs to be cut off, Sybil. I mean, it ain't even enough hair to put in a scrunchie. It's time for somebody to sing the soundtrack to Frozen to Stevie. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Contender number three is me for sounding like Mushmouth yesterday. Contender number four, Sam Smith. Yep, the love child of Simply Red and Susan Boyle won four Grammys on Sunday and thanked everybody but Tom Petty, whose song, lyrics, and melody was lifted for Stay With Me. That damn Sam. They need to switch last name because Sam is Petty. Contender number four, Michael Pajama Jean Jordan. This week we found out not only does Stevie Wonder and Michael Jordan's share the same stylist. But old MJ is probably the only black man in America that can't spell the first black president's first name. Ain't that a spelling bee? Yo, Ed Jordan gave President Obama an autograph for his 50th birthday and spelled his name Barack. B-A-R-R-A-C-K. What the Lance Armstrong wrong is with Pajama Jean Jordan? If MJ couldn't spell it, he should have asked for the origin of the word. What the hell President Obama going to do with a misspelled Jordan autograph? Sell it to Floyd Mayweather? Kanye, you are the Bama of the for your Grammy stage shenanigans. Hey, y'all, he real selective with his annex, huh? Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift and Beck. You know that shiggity don't count, right?
Right.
Picking on skinny white women like that. Hold up, Beck is a man? It still don't count. That's like me arm wrestling John McCain, Sybil.
No.
Or racing Casey and JoJo through a sobriety checkpoint.